time to ring in Pat Pagano and take a look at this tri-state forecast. And my first question for Pat.
Time to ring.
And before I bring Pat in, I have to do something here because he's going crazy trying to listen to me. That should have worked. What I needed to do. I've got a question for you, Pat. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
National Weather Service has for Northern Litchfield County a winter weather advisory, a winter storm warning for Berkshire County in Massachusetts. What do you think about those?
Looks justified.
Okay, I'm telling people that's not for what happened last night. That's for what might happen today, right?
That's today, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in effect until 5 p.m.
Yep.
And the forecast explicitly states rain will mix and change over to wet snow with some light accumulations in and around our region. And you get into, let's say much of the Catskills, accumulations are basically 1 to 3. And I don't think the 3 is going to be very widespread. Get up to the Berkshires, it's going to be 2 to 4. You get over to northern and eastern Connecticut, it's going to be 2 to 4 as well, like the Berkshires. We do feel that there'll be like a period this afternoon where the snow will come down pretty good because we have a coastal low. It's south of Long Island now. It'll be just east of Boston this afternoon. So the backlash that will get us. So this will be side 2 of the storm, mid-30s. Any snow will end early tonight. So by 9 o'clock, it's out. Clearing. We drop to the low 20s, whichever on the ground will obviously be frozen and stick. Then Tuesday will be a partly sunny, breezy day in the low 40s, a little melting. It gets cold again Tuesday night. Now Wednesday comes a second storm. Snow will develop in the morning. It looks like it will go to a wintry mix later in the day, but there's going to be a thump of snow coming in on Wednesday. So before any wintry mix, we are going to see at least several inches. And then behind that storm, considerably cloudy and windy on Thursday, about 40, and Friday partly cloudy, highs again right around 40 degrees. So pretty active week weather-wise, I would have to say.
Yeah, and it's funny, last night at my house, we got about, I'm going to guess, because about 2 inches of snow, and the reason I say 2 inches, because the plows went by. I don't think the plows go out with an inch of snow. I think it's always around 2 inches of snow. But then it turned to rain. I was a little worried it would be icy this morning getting out to my car, but it wasn't because the guy that comes and plows me out actually came and shoveled and put sand down. So, but there was slush on the road this morning at my house. But by the time I got to Sharon, the difference of elevation made a huge difference. There was very little slush or snow at all.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be the trend, believe it or not, as we go into the afternoon. So it's a little tricky, because we have had the rain. So, it's going to take a while, even if the snow comes down pretty good, it's going to take a while for it to accumulate on any streets or roadways. That's the last place you'll find it. So your lawns, your rooftops, your car tops, that's where you'll see it first, then the secondary streets, and then, of course, the main roads. And by that time, it should be on the tail end of it, so the main roads will just get a little slick, and that would be later on this afternoon. So keep that in mind. We have to focus a little bit more on Wednesday. Right now, my thinking is that we're okay for the morning drive on Wednesday, but it's afterwards, and during the day. And we'll have to see how that plays out for late afternoon drive on Wednesday. But, it's nice for a change to have to have something to work on as opposed to sitting here, pretty much playing with my thumbs.
Now, is this a slow changeover to where it appears these storms are going to bring more snow than rain than they have been?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
No. Right now it does, for this week. But down the road, I'm not excited about, I can't see any big, colossal storms. Not to say it can't happen, but at least through the next 10 to 14 days, I don't see it.
What about the first weekend in February?
That's a, yeah, that would, well, let's see. First weekend, you're thinking.
Yeah.
It's up in the air. I mean, there's some computer models showing a storm. Others are not. They just don't have a handle on it, and they're not going to. We're good. We're good for 3 to 4 days. After that, you just have to wing it.
Because February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Jump Fest, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, brings in ski jumpers from all over New England for the Invitational and for the championship, and that's always a big weekend. So we're going to focus in on that weekend, laser
that's
in focus.
2 weekends away, yeah. That's two weekends away.
Yeah, we have to focus in on that.
Yeah, well, anything you focus now for 2 weekends away, flip a coin.
All right. So I was watching the Buffalo Bills game last night once again, and son of a gun, it's funny. They got about, watching the football game, they got about 3 inches of snow just during the football game, and all the Buffalo announcers were calling it flurries.
Oh, because it was up in Florida. I was up in Buffalo.
Yeah. They were talking
well,
about
oh, after what they went through, you know what I mean?
We've got some snow flurries coming down, and it was a steady snow. Here, it would have been a moderate snow.
Right. People would have been panicking.
Well, what the heck. So, how was your weekend?
It wasn't terrible. I mean, it's certainly busy. I had to go to Long Island for that farewell dinner. Not farewell, but a friend of mine is moving to Fort Lauderdale, and he'll be doing that in February. And long-term friends, and they had a surprise dinner for him at an Italian restaurant in Huntington. So on the way out, I left here at 3:15. I literally flew. No traffic. Very happy. On the way coming home, I thought I'd be home since I had to be there at 6. I kind of thought I'd be home like by 9:30. I didn't get home till 11:15, but I was flying all the way home, taking the Harlem River Drive, moving nicely, and all of a sudden you could see way up ahead past Yankee Stadium is on the right, and way up ahead I see nothing but red taillights. And I'm saying, oh, nuts. What's the problem now? And it's the ramp up to the GW Bridge. That took me 15 minutes to get from the bottom of the ramp to the bridge. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just not traffic. I know it's not, because there was no indication of it all the way across Long Island.
Were they doing work on the bridge?
No, there was a car stuck. There's what, 3 or 4 lanes? Well, this car was stuck on the the center lane going toward New Jersey, that two police cars, one in the back, one in the front, tow wagon, everybody had to veer over to the right. And that's what caused the backup. So if it wasn't for that backup, I would have made record time home.
Yeah.
I mean record. From Huntington, I would have been home in 1 hour. From Huntington, Long Island, all the way up into here, the Hudson Valley, Rockland County. So it took me 1 hour and 15 minutes home. I'm not complaining. It wasn't bad. The roads were dry. The party was nice. You know, got to see my friend John, who was an IT guy for a long, long time. Now he's in real estate. And that was all nice. And then yesterday, believe it or not, because of this storm and the one on Wednesday, I came into the Weather Center at 10, and I did not leave until 3.
Wow.
So just trying to get everything sorted out. So it really wasn't like having a weekend off. It really wasn't.
You know, like the George Washington Bridge, I think the upper deck has 4 lanes on each side.
Right.
And the bottom deck has 3 lanes on each side.
Right.
But if and this happened to me once going to New Jersey. The same thing happened. There was about just on the New Jersey side, over there halfway, there was an accident in the middle lane.
Yeah.
And when you take, with the volume of traffic on the George Washington Bridge, and you change it from 4 lanes down to 1, It took me 35 minutes to get over the bridge that day.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
The cars were backed up all the way on the hutch.
Yep. Yep. I mean, this is the problem. You know, all it takes is a stalled car or an accident. And you're really, that's it. You're done in because you have no other alternative. Now, a friend of mine who also went there, and they live up here, they were using Waze on the way home.
Yeah.
And Waze told them that there was a 6-mile backup on the bridge. So they veered off and they took the Mario Cuomo Bridge.
Yeah, I pay for my Sirius. They have a thing like that.
On Sirius? Right.
Yeah.
For some reason, they weren't able to throw that down to the car, but that was before I had the big problem with the programming. Remember, okay. Down in Delaware?
Yeah.
I bet you if I call Sirius now, I can get that. Yeah, because they would have alerted me, right?
Yeah.
I would have gotten that alert.
Yeah, but Waze works too. It's very simple to use, and that's a big saver when that happens. When that pops up, you know, and it tells you all of a sudden your anticipated arrival goes to from 10 minutes to an hour, and then it gives you the pop up thing where you can see where the problem is.
So. Right.
All right. Let's recap this forecast.
Well, rain goes over to some wet snow today, folks, and there's going to be light accumulations. Temperatures in the mid 30s. Tonight, any snow will end. We're down in the low 20s. Tomorrow's a nice day with sunshine. Enjoy it. Highs around 40. Snow comes in Wednesday morning. It's probably going to go to a wintry mix by Wednesday evening. And then just blustery and chilly on Thursday.
All right, Pat. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. You folks watching on Facebook Live, we will see you mañana from 6 until 7. Everybody else stay with us as we've got 2 more hours of The Breakfast Club coming up.